Welcome to episode 45 of Proper Sport Does WWE. I look back at the world of professional wrestling. That's pretty much what we do, isn't it?
Yeah.
My name's Richard Shorewright, international broadcasting megastar.
International?
Yeah. Well, people can hear us like all over the world on this.
Yeah, true, actually.
And across the desk, if you're watching on Facebook, on YouTube even. We're on YouTube, so that's worldwide, I think.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, yeah.
On the other side of the desk is editor extraordinaire, star of Bulls Live on Facebook when he's there. Otherwise, it's somebody else. It is the one and only Tom McGuire.
Oh, yeah. I've only missed one game this season.
Yeah.
I've either directed the others or... I've just been there.
Right. So we're talking professional wrestling. And working out what has happened over the past... It's just over a week since we did the podcast last, isn't it? Because we've had things against us in recent weeks, but I think we're back to normal now, aren't we?
Oh, I went to the Marcelo, I've been told off for saying Marcello, Marcelo Bielsa press conference last week, which was an hour and a half. Bearing in mind, we were there half an hour before, filmed for a little bit afterwards as well. So effectively, that took...
all of the afternoon.
4 or 5 hours, because I had to edit it and also export it, upload and all that. Maybe even 6 hours of the day. And that's why the podcast didn't happen last week, because we just... Richard wasn't in, and we couldn't get around to doing it.
We had a scheduling conflict. Mm. But thankfully, everything is back to normal now. So we can talk about Extreme Rules, which is coming up, and what happened on Raw and SmackDown. What happened on Raw and SmackDown? Tom McGuire.
Well, let's start with Raw.
Yeah. That's usually what we do.
Yeah.
Thingy Bob and Doodah have finally been violent together, although that was the week before. And now they're off to see counselling. Oh, they're off to get counselling.
They have to go to counselling, yeah.
Because as per Brock Lesnar.
Yeah.
Brock Lesnar, as per Kurt Angle. Brock Lesnar's not on it anymore. I don't even know why I mentioned him.
I mean, I was going to say, should we talk about the UK tournament? Or should we do that another time?
We can do whenever you want. Okay. Have you watched it all?
Not all of it.
I've watched the main bits.
Yeah. It's been really good, really enjoyable. So I'm really looking forward to the future. But
well, especially now there's going to be a WWE UK thing.
That's what I'm on about, yeah, the future, yeah. But yeah, let's talk Raw then. And it opens with Bobby versus Roman, which I don't really, I'm not excited for, shockingly. Why is Roman still chasing this home? I beat him at the greatest Royal Rumble. I don't get it.
Because they haven't got any other ideas. The problem is, and we've said this before, they had multiple opportunities to make Roman Reigns the world's heavyweight champion, or whatever belt it is, universal champion, and they didn't take them. So now you're in a position where what can they do with him? He needs to go away to come back, but I don't know what they can do.
I think he needs a character change, that's the point. Yeah,
no one's buying him as world champion. So not buying him as world champion, that's the wrong phrase, no one's buying him, because we've seen him.
Can you turn my mic off?
No one's buying him. Are you able to speak now?
Yeah.
No one's buying him because everyone's sick of him. And again, that's not necessarily his fault. It's everyone else's fault.
It's the booking decisions and things like that. Yeah. And Vince just shoving him down our throats. And I think in the current market, it doesn't work, really. It might have worked in the 80s, obviously, with Hogan and things like that. But the thing is, there's no one interesting... There's nothing really interesting enough about him.
Yeah.
Not charismatic either. He literally comes out and he just stares. It's like, at least with Hogan, you had a few things you could mimic along with him. You could cheer. At least with Roman, it's just...
Take him out if he keeps hitting the mic.
It just goes...
Yeah. And the thing was, of course...
That's it!
Of course there were plenty of people in the 80s who didn't like Hulk Hogan, and certainly into the 90s, and hence why he turned heel.
Yeah, when he did turn heel, it's one of the greatest heel turns ever, isn't it?
But the number of people who didn't like him was far overturned. You know,
I want to try the cap.
You know, it's all sweaty now.
No.
It's only my sweat, though. It's all right. The number of people... You look like... have you ever seen the Elman Joe show?
No.
Adam Butson used to have a character called Ken Corder, put that in. KM Corder. Yeah.
Go on.
Corder with an A at the end.
Doesn't matter. Go on.
With the. What was the name? Roman Reigns. Yeah, Hulk Hogan in the 80s, right? There were people who didn't like him. But. Yeah, leave it there. But the majority of the people did, and they were the ones who were shouting yay all the time, which is why hilariously, if you ever watched Raw Rumble 92, they edit out the audio where people are booing at the end because he cheats and gets Sid Vicious out, Sid Justice out, and Ric Flair wins. But the majority of people liked him. When Roman Reigns comes out, the majority of people don't go yay, do they, like they did for Hulk Hogan. They go boo, although some people cheer. Yeah, Roman, but not enough people. But we've been through this before. No, everything's in a cycle at the minute, and the cycle is they should have just put the belt on him,
yeah.
Right? Just put the belt on him. Wherever you do it, everyone's going to boo. You know, especially if it's, well, not everyone, but you know, if it's at SummerSlam in New York, they're going to boo. Just put it on him. Get
well,
it over with.
We're going to get into the news, and Brock might not be there, so we'll talk about that.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah. So that's it's dull, but the revival getting a sneaky win, I'm happy with that.
Yeah,
that's
we
fine.
Like the revival.
That's
big
fine.
Fans of the revival. No flips, just fists.
Let's speed through it because I feel like it's just a bit. It was,
well,
a, bit
it was a week ago.
For
it?
Me, it was lethargic. Was this week
no,
in
it
wrestling?
It goes on, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
They're off the Topainer back.
Yeah.
I know we're not going. I know I've skipped over something.
Yeah, yeah. Walker Matt Hardy versus Curtis Axel. Of course, they're facing each other at Extreme Rules, and
we'll go through the cards for that in a minute as well.
Yeah. Authors pen. The thing. This is. I'm sick of the carbon copy of when you brought up an NXT star.
Yeah.
Even a tag team. So it happened with Bobby Roode. It's happened with Andre. It's happening with Andre Chial Almas. It happened with. Almost, well, it did happen with the revival as well. It's going to happen with Sanity. It's happening with the Horses of the Pain. Just local jobbers beating them. 6 weeks of that, then into your first package.
But then
and
disappear.
It doesn't work. It doesn't work. It's shit. It's yeah. it's awful. I don't understand why they keep doing the same old shite. It's boring. But whatever.
Well, I don't know. But you're right. It is. And the problem is then they disappear for a bit.
Yeah.
Or like we're going to say on. On SmackDown, they beat them. What's the point in beating Sanity? What else happened on Raw? Natalya beat Alexa Bliss. That happened.
Bliss is good, as we know, on the mic. Mickie James is back being a sort of manager,
valet,
whatever. I don't understand it. Like they go away for weeks on end.
Milfie James
just comes back, and then she's there as her best mate, and yet they were going to look like they were going to go into a package together a couple of months ago, maybe even more months ago, but it's not.
But when's the Natalya heel turn happening?
I don't think it's probably not.
No, because Ronda's banned at me, so she's not on.
Aye.
Mojo Rawley didn't want to fight No Way Jose.
Yeah, that's so this is interesting. He has a go at the people that are around him. It is Adam Rose, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And, I like Mojo.
Yeah.
I think there's something there with him.
I'm not sure, by the way. Who's the heel in Bayley versus Sasha?
Well, it's supposed to be Sasha, isn't it?
I thought Bayley.
But if she is, she can't come out with the like inflatable, wacky, waving tube men, and she has to go into like all black gear because like heels can't wear neon.
That's
green.
The thing for me. So we'll see probably this week, which is tonight, obviously, and we'll see. And they're going to counselling. If it's like the counselling of. I don't know. The reason I know this is because like of Team Hell No of the past did like anger management.
Yeah, yeah.
If they do these sort of things, that might be quite humorous. But I think they're going for a serious sort of angle with this, and it might not work. But we'll see. When we're meant to be seen.
Serious.
But yeah, finally they pull the trigger, which is. I mean, it's 3 months too late. Maybe even more.
They lost to the Riot Squad. Have you seen? Because usually I ask you a question. You ask me a question, and I say, "Have you seen this?" And I say, "No," because I haven't. Because I don't watch anything. Have you seen the formerly known as thing with Ruby Riot?
What do you mean?
To be on the YouTube. Let's go there. It's on the YouTube. Go find it yourself, people at home. If you've not watched it, it's one of these like little mini documentary things where they show like how a person became a person. You like go through the early days of their career and stuff.
Right, okay.
I can't find it.
Don't matter.
But it's really good.
What is it?
It's just like it's a like little 10-minute video on YouTube, but it explains who she is and why she's who she is.
Right. Okay. Oh, fair play.
So it's worth watching.
She's a good character.
Yeah, she came off very sympathetic. So it's like, well, actually, I want to cheer her now. I don't really want to boo her. Because, like, the other reason we're booing is because, like, she came and attacked random people on SmackDown in the start.
Yeah.
Because she was a face in NXT. We saw her at Leeds and, you know, I can't remember if she fought now.
Nikki Cross.
Yeah.
I think it was Nikki Cross.
Yeah,
but that's the thing. Nikki Cross is a natural heel that I really like.
Yeah,
but in a way that's his face. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The whole heel and face dynamic of, yeah, you know, good guy, bad guy, good. You know, it doesn't mean as much anymore. And no, yet we're forever cheering Roman Reigns to. Forever wanting to Roman. I can't speak today.
Can't speak today.
Roman Reigns, if he turned heel,
yeah,
would then be cheered maybe. But at the end of the day, it's just literally just switch. Triple H has mentioned it in the past. It's like if they'd have turned John Cena heel when there were fans begging for it to happen, yeah, they'd have just, the demographic would have changed and everything, things like that. Those that were cheering him would boo him, yeah, and those that were booing him would cheer him. There's no point in doing it. But I think Roman, he needs it because he literally needs the interest.
I think the people, though, who were doing the Cena suck stuff genuinely like him and don't really dislike him being the champion or whatever.
I know he was champion a lot.
I know he was, but it's almost like, I know he was pushed down our throats in the same way that, because always in WWE, the world champion is usually a face, isn't it? Hogan, yeah, Sam Martino, Morales, and Bret Hart, John Cena, and it's about the chase of them or them vanquishing the evil foreigner, usually, or big fat bloke. So the problem is people haven't got behind Roman Reigns in that same way that they do in John. I think
he finally overcomes the odds and finally conquers Brock Lesnar. No one will care.
No.
No one will care. And it's just like, well, that's it. I understand. Because Brock Lesnar, though, to be fair, he's not he is the final boss of WWE.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But the final boss appears occasionally in video games and things like that.
Do you think, like Dr. Robotnik?
Bowser.
As well for our younger listeners.
Bowser?
Because I don't play modern games. You know, Ruby Riott, just going back to her.
Hmm.
Do you reckon she was pigeonholed as a heel when the higher-ups at WWE saw her rather than in NXT because she's got tattoos and she's not the conventional WWE babyface woman?
Well, why was... Yeah, exactly. And why was the logo for the Riot Squad like the punk sort of thing?
It's weird, isn't it?
And yet two of the members aren't really punk in a way. They don't look punk.
It's Liv Morgan, who's a blonde, attractive woman. Not saying they're not all attractive, by the way, but that's her gimmick, isn't she? She's an attractive blonde girl. And what? What's her gimmick, then?
She doesn't have a gimmick, that's my point.
Oh, look at these people. Anyway.
Sarah Logan.
Sarah Logan, she's from the mountains.
Yeah.
She's like, she could kill you.
Just brass, you know, gruff.
She could kill you.
Yeah, yeah.
Brass.
I don't know, the brass is probably the wrong word.
Brass is definitely the wrong word. Brass is like an old-fashioned term for a prostitute, and she's not one of them.
Is it?
Yeah.
I didn't think that. No, yeah, yeah, I mean, like, she's, you know, what's
hard.
What's the similar word to gruff that begins with B? This is the sort of thing I was thinking of.
No idea.
Don't matter.
She's like a country girl from the mountains.
Yeah, yeah.
Who can rip things apart.
Brash.
Brash.
That's the word I'm on about.
Yeah.
You know, so she's not talkative. She's just in your face.
She beats people up.
Headbutt, drop you on your head and all that.
She's got
a
different look as well to most of the women as well.
Yeah. So Riot Squad, I'm a fan.
They were on.
Richard, you're becoming more of a fan, I can tell.
I like the Riot Squad. I like them more than Absolution.
Well, they don't exist anymore, mate. It's now Mandy Rose and Sonya Deville. But anyway.
That's a weird kind of friendship.
Yeah, yeah. Then finally, of course, we've got Braun Strowman and Kevin Owens. Brilliant. Really, yes, really good, this. The match was good as well with Finn Balor and... Oh, my God, who was it with?
Constable Corbin.
Yes, Constable Corbin. The match was good. And then you get Braun Strowman apparently tipping over the car. I know we didn't see it.
Yeah.
And obviously, I don't know why the car's on fire from just being tipped over.
Because it's WWE.
How good's Kevin Owens? Just even comedic.
Yeah,
he's great. Sad... Angry, funny. He's just, honestly, he is such a good draw. Love him.
Do you remember when Vince McMahon's car blew up?
No.
Yeah, because it's WWE.
All right.
Well, he died in his car exploded.
Hang on, is this the reason why he apparently came out of death because of what happened with Chris Benoit?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah, yeah, yeah. What a time. Yeah. Jesus. And then finally, we need to wrap up.
Yes.
Come on. Dolph Ziggler versus Seth Rollins. Great match.
Yeah, it was. But
great
match. Don't do a half-hour match and then end in the disqualification.
Yeah, frustrating.
Yeah.
Why would you do that? But hey-ho. I think it's leading towards probably if... Because we're not getting that multi-man match apparently at Extreme Rules anymore, are we?
Yeah.
It probably will lead to Seth and Roman versus Drew and Dolph.
SmackDown.
SmackDiddly Down.
Yeah. The Bludgeon Brothers and Daniel Bryan were on Miz TV for about half an hour.
And they actually... what's his name? Eric Rowan... Not Eric Rowan, sorry. Luke Harper spoke.
Yeah.
Freaked me out. Big fan of Eric Rowan, by the way, because when I've seen him at a house show or something like that, he's always a very good character.
Yes.
And my mate Merg is a big fan of him because everyone else was cheering for like New Day or something.
Yeah. Speaking of the New Day, the Rusev, the number one contender for the World Heavyweight Championship, beat Xavier Woods. That happened.
Mm.
Lana and Naomi did a crap thing backstage. Have you watched Glow? Because I've not watched Glow.
No.
I've not got Netflix.
How do you not have Netflix?
Because I've got enough TV to watch. And I watch all this rubbish on YouTube, don't I, as well? So I don't have enough time to watch Netflix as well. I work a lot. I know you work a lot, but I work a lot.
I've not watched Glow, I'll be honest with you. I haven't watched it, but I know they're in the second season and they brought them backstage.
Yeah, to do a thing with.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was a thing. Then we had our incredible tag team match. Normal match turns into a tag team match due to outside interference, which is always good.
Hmm.
But then they Sanity lose to Jeff Hardy and the Usos. They've only been in a week.
But they're not local competitors.
No.
And I don't understand that. I don't understand that. I love Sanity as well because Killian Dane is just brilliant for a big man. He's so good as a big man, isn't he? He was the star attraction other than Adam Cole at War Games.
Baby.
Do you remember at War Games?
Yes.
It was fucking awesome. Can we talk about Jeff Hardy versus Eric Young?
Yeah, because I missed. Yeah, yeah.
Did you enjoy it?
It was all right, wasn't it?
I thought I'd be better with Eric Young.
Oh, possibly.
But hey ho, it was good. Becky Lynch versus Sonya.
That was a really good match, wasn't it?
She's all right, Sonya, isn't she?
Yeah.
I'm telling you now, she is improving, and Becky is. I've said this for the past couple of months, though. I think she's now getting to a point where she gives an extra however many percent to her opponent, and I think this proved it. She's really good.
She's really good.
Yeah. Ellsworth.
Yeah, I mean,
what do you say about this?
Well, he can't win, can he? Because blokes can't beat women in, like, WWE, so he has to lose to Asuka next week.
Yeah.
But again, she should have been... I just don't see the point of Carmella as champion because he's not any good at wrestling. So she's just like an annoying person. But as opposed to Alexa Bliss, whose promos are good, Carmella's promos are not as good.
Yeah. I don't know why...
She's an attractive woman. So. Why is he stripping, James? Yeah. He's trying to be Ric Flair from
the
90s on Nitro.
But it's not as good.
Well, no, because
whenever Ric Flair, did you watch Ric Flair when he you know the clip on
taking
about.
All his shoes
takes his shoes
and,
off, throws it in the crowd, goes off the
elbow
rope,
drop, yeah,
elbow drop.
Paige, however,
what about her?
She's peng.
What's that mean?
That's what the kids say, isn't it?
So, what you're just saying, she's fit,
yeah,
right,
yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Richard,
what?
You're a married man.
I know she's very good though at her role of coming in and annoying people.
Well, she's a good GM, yeah. So far, she's doing pretty good.
I think that's what peng means, anyway. people prostitutes.
I question whether if WWE are just going to decide to boil piss by buying by giving Ellsworth a win over Oscar. I mean, the man who won the first ever women's Money in the Bank ladder match, but
well,
whatever.
Peng used to describe high quality weed, but then became to mean someone really good looking. It's a London slang word which is Jamaican in origin, so I apologise for the cultural appropriation. I didn't realise, but I'll just stick to fit next time.
Oh, dear.
And then Kane came out.
Team Hell No reunite.
Yeah.
Something I didn't see coming.
Yeah, no, well, no.
At all.
I thought Kane was busy doing his politics these days. But,
yeah.
But no.
Comes out, saves them, and I think this is actually a legitimate team that could contest the Bludgeon Brothers, who of course are the big bad boys, who are all like, we're conquering all. But Daniel Bryan, who is, you know, the world's toughest goat man.
Yes.
And then Kane, who, for however old he is and however many years he's been in the business, he can still do it.
Yeah.
He really can. And no one is, you know, when you listen to podcasts and, you know, shoot interviews, things like that.
Yes.
No one has a bad word to say about him, do they?
No.
Proper, decent guy. And obviously the crowd went wild. It was Team Hell No. And look, it was the hug.
They had a hug.
No, well, I actually really liked it. It was like, it was literally, it was Macho Man and Elizabeth.
Yes.
It was hit you here in the heart. And then Paige comes out again. She gets a lot of telly time.
Yeah. Well, it's because she's a popular person. Yeah. Everyone likes Paige.
Yeah.
She delivers the lines well. I've caught you on not speaking disease. So that was SmackDown. And something will happen on SmackDown this week. Asuka versus James Ellsworth.
Yeah. And that was Smack Diddly Down. Well, briefly, we'll touch on what I've seen of the UK tournament. Absolutely loving it.
What happened?
I mean, you can get the results. Obviously, Mustache Mountain winning the tag titles, all that. You got the triple threat match, which was brilliant. I thoroughly enjoyed that for the number one contendership.
Yes.
Overall, if you've not seen it, and I'm pretty sure those who are listening to this podcast are avid wrestling fans anyway.
I'd hope so.
Go and give it a watch. It's brilliant. Gibson was good. Zach Gibson, very good throughout the entire night. And then, that was it, really. Do you want to let's talk news?
Yeah, I'm just going to find that thing for you to watch later.
Okay, we'll come on to that at the end, yeah?
Yeah. Here's the card for Extreme Rules as it stands.
Okay.
Bliss, Jax, Styles, Rusev, Deleters of Worlds versus B-Team, Carmella, Asuka, Bludgeons, Hell No. That's the card right now. But there's still, was it a couple of weeks to go? July 15th, a couple of weeks. Jeez.
Man, it's only 2 weeks.
But it seems like we waited ages for the last one, and now it's here. So stuff needs to happen anyway.
Yeah.
What news have you got? I've got, two pieces of news.
Okay. Reportedly...
We haven't talked about the main news, but we'll talk about that in a minute, after yours.
What main news?
Nakamura got bitten by a dog.
Well, I was going to mention that in the news. Doesn't matter. Right, no, we'll talk about that then. News. Right, Nakamura didn't appear on SmackDown because he got bit by a fecking dog.
Bitten by a dog.
What the hell happened?
So he was supposed to wrestle in Tokyo.
Yes.
WWE's on tour, but he couldn't wrestle because he was bitten by a dog.
Apparently it took place at the arena where it was going to be taking place. And, he had to take on Eric Young, and obviously we know what happened there. Talked about it a little bit earlier. And Nakamura did come out and comment on it. I'm just having a look. Here it is. No, he didn't. Bakersfield police had commented on it. Yep, they were conducting a protective sweep of it. And during the sweep, the EOD team, which is, I think, the Explosive Detection K-9 team or something, they entered the arena, blah, 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 blah. Shinsuke Nakamura was present. The K-9 entered the room to sweep for a presence of any explosive material. As the sweep took place, WWE employee was accidentally bit by the K-9. The employee sustained an injury to his lower left leg. Medical aid was immediately summoned to the scene, and the employee was transported to the local area hospital
treatment.
It was
taken to a local medical facility.
Yeah.
Because that's the wrong phrase there. Someone's not done their homework there at the police.
Yeah. So people were saying that he could return home to Japan for the show, but it was in Bakersfield. Right. Yeah.
But he's knackered. And, if you got any other news then? Because obviously...
Yeah. So apparently WWE might be launching a new semi-regular show due to their new deals that they've got in television and stuff like that. Trying question, Saturday night's main event.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Which I think has got a long history, hasn't it, Richard?
Yeah, going back to the 80s. So that's another show. At least that won't be on all the time.
Apparently it's going to be like before big events, so I imagine it'll be before the big four.
Yeah, well, they used to do, obviously, you just mentioned something like main event and whatever, but they used to do like a special... You know, now we get the kickoff show.
Hmm.
They used to do like on the days before, like SummerSlam Showdown. So you'd have like a special match to like... convince you to buy the pay-per-view. I think before sometime 93,
the week before,
There was like a cage match between Money Inc and the Steiners, which is really good and well worth looking out for. And yeah, so yeah, there's already a lot of big shows though, so they have to come up with. If you're putting
it's almost too much wrestling already, isn't
it? I mean, if you're putting it on free television, they're going to have to put pay-per-view caliber main events on there. And I guess the thing is, if the likes of a Backlash or whatever are already on the network, it doesn't really matter, does it? Because the money you're making from Fox justifies sticking one of those big matches on the telly for free.
Other news, really quickly. Obviously, Brock, we talked about it a little bit earlier. He might not be at SummerSlam. And this is according to PW Insider, I should say. Really, he's not going to be... He's not set to return until later in the year, which...
Flip the title.
Question. It's very odd, isn't it?
Yeah.
But, of course, that would lead to more reasons why they've dropped the Extreme Rules multi-man main event. But
it's like week-to-week booking. It's like WCW.
Yeah, terrible. And finally from me, sorry, Rich, just one more.
All right, yeah.
Apparently Hell in a Cell's main events could be accidentally revealed. A local TV station sort of let slip earlier on, saying they could be... I can't seem to find it now.
Kevin Owens versus Roman Reigns and AJ Styles versus Samoa Joe.
There we go. Yeah, which would be quite good. Title on the line.
Yeah.
Don't know why KO and Roman Reigns are going to be in a Hell in a Cell, but yeah.
The excitement of Hell in a Cell. They did have, so some other news. WWE have signed a new wrestler from Japan, whose name I'm not sure I can pronounce. Is it Io Shirai?
It sounds about right, yeah.
She was 10th in the most outstanding category of last year's Wrestling Observer Newsletter Awards. So she must be quite good. She's possibly the best female in the world.
Wow.
So it'd be interesting to see her. There's a new ROH World Champion. Jay Lethal won a four-way, beating Dalton Castle at the TV tapings on the weekend. And have you seen the latest names that have been given tryouts at WWE?
Go on.
They include, and I'm just taking a list from WWE.com. You can read this yourself. Jacob Casper, a two-time All-American wrestler from Duke University. Chelsea Green, a four-year wrestling veteran and product of Landstorm's Storm Wrestling Academy, who's also competed in Japan, Mexico, India, amongst other countries like TNA. The British Amazon, Heidi Katrina Alavai, 5'9", from Essex. She's very tall. Terrell and Terence Hughes. They are the twin sons of Devon Dudley. Davin Addison, who is from Wyoming, a amateur wrestler. Terence TJ Barnes, 6'7", and you can't teach that. former defensive tackle in the NFL. He's played four seasons there. So immediately, you know, Vince is going to see 6'7", 360-pound bloke, and he's going to be the next world champion. Gabriel Belpre, who is known as Gabby Ortiz, who wrestles around the States. Philip Brandt, another high school wrestler. Brittany Birchmeyer, a former shooting guard, point guard. Is that basketball? Who has participated in bikini contests, might search her name. Max Caster, a independent wrestler trained by Kurt Hawkins. Tom Dempsey.
Bloody hell, how many are there?
Tom Dempsey, professional rugby player from Australia. I've never heard of him, so I don't know if that means whatever it means. But trained by Santino Marella. Dorian Dickerson, another NFL player. Raul Humberto Esamila, a professional wrestler. Mike Fierro, former college football player and strongman. Omar Francis from the Bahamas, who's learned under what's-his-name again. The Dudley Boys, and played semi-pro rugby at the Bahamian Potcakes, which I assume will have something to do with what's his name, JBL, because he's big into that. Puerto Rican wrestling veteran Nicky Garcia, Jacob Schreiner, another independent wrestler, 14-year veteran, 6'5", Thomas Stintzman from Pennsylvania, he's worked for Evolve and Chicago, etc. Robert Strauss, aka Robbie E, from TNA. Jeffrey Park, another veteran. Matt Lee, his tag team partner. Greg Casper from the Army. They love the Army, don't they? Brendan Griffin, a former baseball, football and basketballer at high school, and also performed stand-up comedy. 6'5". Now, that would immediately think he must, if he can pick up the wrestling thing, if he can do stand-up comedy, he could be quite good, couldn't he? Because he's got all the attributes they need there, especially being 6 foot five. Drew Gulak's brother, Roy Gulak, who it says, interestingly here, holds a win over Zack Sabre Jr.
Wow, that's a big win.
But that's an interesting thing for them to point out on their website.
They do a lot of that nowadays. Like, and then, like I say, it comes back to what we were talking about with Kenny Omega, lots of mentions. Yeah. How many more names have you got to go through here?
A few more.
Let's not go through the rest. Bloody hell, Rich.
There's a cheerleader, somebody else who's been in the army, another rugby player. Yeah, I think we've got the main names out there.
So... What do you think?
Paul Walters.
Any major...
Well, it's interesting how there's lots of athletes there who are not necessarily anything to do with professional or amateur wrestling.
But they've got almost a big, too big of a roster already.
Well, yes, they have. But I guess if they're going to have a UK brand, maybe they're thinking of other brands. And, you know, if NXT becomes some kind of third real television product, do they need...
Fair point.
They can do whatever they want.
Yeah.
So,
aye, they can. It's worrying that, isn't it? But anyway, yeah. Right.
That's it. Yeah.
Looking forward to this week. Of course, we'll try and might have to be Mondays from now on.
Might have to be again. But never mind. It's not as if there's anything on Raw or SmackDown people need to know straight away because nothing ever happens. Yeah. Watch this week. Roman Reigns will win the title. Retire. And we're like, we'll be here next week. Saying, you won't believe what happened.
No. Thanks for joining us. Listen, like, subscribe, all that shite.
We're gonna go watch some crap on YouTube.
Well, I'm tired.
Well, you've got this video that says Renee Young and Paige. What were you wanting to watch?
Yeah, Renee Young and Paige. Apparently, there's a prank where Renee Young was hiding in someone's bag and scared like the bejeebs out of Becky Lynch.
That's better than when they used to put shit in people's bags, isn't it?
Yeah, have you heard about the Miz's initiations and stuff like that when he was flown out of the locker room, things like that?
Poor old Miz.
Like some stuff to do with chick, all sorts. Yeah. It's weird. But that's WWE of the past. You can't get away with that now. That's why Bill DeMott got sacked.
That's why they now play video games and stuff.
Mm.
And stuff. Is that it?
What are you referring to and stuff? I don't want to know. No. Bye, everyone.
Bye.